Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome once again to Top Stories, in which we give you the top stories from previous episodes of The Bugle. I'm Andy Zaltzman. Now, on the show, we have often tried to shine a light on our increasingly hot and messy planet. And we're not the kind of show to be afraid of a highly technical United Nations report. So please enjoy issue 265 for some in-depth jokes on climate bureaucracy with me and John Oliver.
Top story this week, a doctor cups the Earth's balls in his hands and asks it to cough. It's a planetary health update. The UN released a major new climate report this week, and spoiler alert, the news isn't phenomenal. In fact, the news is so bad that the climate scientists really should have asked the entire planet to sit down before they read the news out, and maybe handed out pamphlets to us entitled "What to Do After You've Just Been Told That Your Planet Is Completely The report stated that the impacts of global warming are likely to be severe, pervasive, and irreversible, to which somewhere in the Arctic, a polar bear who was balancing on a tiny piece of ice was about to say, "Yeah, no shit!" The report was written and edited by 772 scientists who should have all been given matching baseball uniforms with the bad news bearers written on them. The report itself argues that world leaders basically have a few years left to reduce carbon emissions enough to avoid catastrophic warming, which would lead to significant sea level rises and temperature shifts so dramatic that it would disrupt human life and natural ecosystems. To which world leaders essentially said, "Oh, God, that sounds terrible. Oh, that sounds... Oh, boy, that sounds just awful. Oh, someone should really do something about that." Well, look, let me know when you've solved the problem, and good luck with it. Seriously, good luck with it. Let me know if there's anything I can do that doesn't involve me changing anything. Fingers crossed for you, though, seriously. Oh, that sounds just awful. Oh. Oh, what bad news. Oh. Oh. Oh, well. Don't overthink it.
Yes, severe, pervasive, and irreversible. Coincidentally, the adjectives I use in my online dating profile. And also, but that's fine, I'm happily married. I don't really want anyone to go for me. I don't even know why I joined it. Actually, I do know, it's because Bugler signed me up for it. Anyway, also, coincidentally, a description of the audience reaction. Severe, pervasive, and irreversible. When I played the Manchester Comedy Store all those years ago. But I guess, John, you know, I'm on the plus side. If they're irreversible, then, you know, what's the big deal? We can't do anything about it. You cannot teach a dead dog to play the bassoon, as Aristotle said. But I guess maybe finally after this report, the time has come to wake up And not just smell the coffee, which smells a bit off, but also to smell that the coffee machine is on fire. And maybe, John, maybe we cannot keep pressing that snooze button that we've loved so for so long.
Oh, what a lovely button.
Yeah.
God, it's the best, that button. Commentary around the report said that it used much stronger language around the current impacts of climate change than in past International Panel climate change releases. And sure, Andy, I mean, that might be true, but to be honest, I've read some of it, and the stronger language that it's using is still not nearly as strong as you might reasonably expect. I don't think anyone could complain if the report began, "Listen, you f***ing idiots." I don't know how many times we have to say this, but this planet is f***ed. It is completely and utterly f***ed. And you know who f***ed it? You! You f***ing did! What part of you are f***ing up this planet was it so hard for you to understand over the past 20 f***ing years? Wait! You're not even f***ing listening to me now, are you? What did I just say? Repeat back to me what I just said. You can't, can you? Oh, f***! Like, you young... complain, that's what I'm saying. That's a reasonable tone.
That's like a young De Niro, John. Awesome stuff.
That's right. Very young, though. Like three.
There have been concerns raised over the possible implications of the warming of the Earth, including mass migration, conflicts and national security issues, diminishing food supplies, problems with biodiversity, life in the oceans and on land undergoing massive and irreversible shifts as seas become more acidic and temperatures and habitats change. And the reactions have ranged from, "Oh my God, we're all doomed," to, "Can I still go on cheap holidays to the Mediterranean?" to, "Ooh, stroppy scientists, get them." Just the kind of standard range of responses. Michel Jarreau, the Secretary General of the World Meteorological Organization, said that previously people could have damaged the Earth's climate out of ignorance. He said, "Now ignorance is no longer a good excuse," suggesting that in the past it was a good excuse. And he did not mention the other excuses, such as short-term financial expedience, electoral utility and naked profiteering. I think they can still be used as good excuse. I do hope so, John, because otherwise we are going to have to bite this unappetizing climate bullet without so much as a squidge of consolation ketchup on it. 772 scientists, John. But how many non-scientists, John? It's always the scientists that get to write these reports. How objective,
finally,
how objective
telling some truth here.
Can they be, John? It should be written by people with absolutely no prejudices, preconceptions, knowledge, or experience of these matters.
Yes.
That's 12,000 peer-reviewed scientific studies went into this. And I guess the sceptics probably reacted by thinking, wow, this conspiracy goes even deeper than we thought in the first place.
That's it, Andy. Make them take a bite of your truth donut with your fact jam squirted inside. Like you say, the report came out. It's caused a bit of a consternation. Francis Beneke, the president of the Natural Resources Defence Council, described the report as an SOS to the world. And sure, I guess it's like a warning message in a bottle, Andy. I've washed up by alarmingly high sea levels. And it's a message that governments are going to read, and then they're going to put that message back into the bottle. Then they're going to piss into that bottle, Andy, and then they're going to throw that bottle back out to sea. Which is not to say that there are not some very strong words flying around. In fact, if we could harness the energy of political bloviating, we could have turned this whole global warming thing around just this week. Secretary of State John Kerry said, and I quote, "The costs of inaction on climate change will be catastrophic." And I actually like the honesty of that response, Andy. They will be catastrophic. I mean, they wouldn't be if we actually did something substantial about climate change, but we're clearly not going to do that. So the consequences of climate change needn't be catastrophic, but due to that whole inaction thing, they will. They will be. It's basically more honest than we've come to expect.
Did you say bloviating, John?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Is that a word? Bloviating?
It sounds like one.
Well,
and that, as far as I'm concerned, Andy, makes it work.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad we've cleared that up. The report did suggest that poorer countries are likely to suffer, any guesses, more or less in the short term than richer countries? Any guesses, buglers?
When the lights are on, it's hard. More. Shit. Less. Shit. Oh, God. It's so much easier when you're at home.
Well, it is. It is more. Your first instinct. Always go with your instinct in these things, John. They like to suffer more poor. It's turning into a bad millennium for the poor, John. I know we're only what, 14 years in, but they've started very bad. It's like a Grand Prix. You've got to hit the first corner in front, otherwise you've got no chance. But the rich won't escape, said the report. But they will escape for longer, in which time, John, catastrophes by the bucket load are imminent. This is the, we have to look for the positives in this. And as we've seen recently, these catastrophes will crop up, not just playing the markets when disasters are actually happening. Sure, that's fun. But we can also think longer term. Now, I know many of you listen to the Bugle for sound financial advice to secure your long-term investment future. And having read this report from cover to cover, as I have, I would recommend that you should be buying shares in companies that make flood defences, inflatable dinghies, camp tents for refugees, aeroplanes that drop emergency food packages, and bulletproof tabards for TV journalists and global trouble spots, because those are going to be growth industries, John, big time.
Well, you're right. I mean, some of the report does talk about these adaptation strategies, such as increased production of seawalls and levees to protect against flooding, as well as more efficient irrigation for farmers in areas where water becomes scarce. So it seems they're basically painting the picture of a world where your choice will essentially be either to live in an area that is uninhabitably wet or uninhabitably dry. The IPCC chairman, Rajendra Pachauri, told a news conference when announcing the report that nobody on this planet is going to be untouched by the impacts of climate change. Now, the problem with that, Andy, is it just sounds like a challenge to rich people. That's just going to make the wealthiest people in the world find a way to somehow live in special golden blimps, hovering over weather systems, watching the rest of the world simultaneously catch fire and drown.
It's very interesting things in the report. It's highlighted the increasing incidence of extreme weather, such as storms and flooding. And whilst most of the reports suggest that this is due to climate change, there is one as yet unpublished chapter which claims that it is all due to the legalisation of gay marriage. So just go to show, right. Science can prove
it. Prove it isn't. Prove it isn't.
And it also said this, it suggested that if warming were to go beyond 6 to 7 degrees Fahrenheit, as predicted by some climate models, quote, we would see extensive changes in agriculture. And when I heard those words, all I could think of was massive mangoes, absolutely massive, the size of dogs, mangoes the size of dogs.
I'm in, Andy. Massive mangoes. Finally, a positive spin on this.
Gents, bloviation is a style of empty, pompous political speech, particularly
there you go.
With Ohio.
Oh, back off your f***ing Scrabble challenge, Andy. I'll take my quadruple fact score.
To bloviate.
I'll put that in a sentence.
Right.
Andy Saltzman bloviated the latest episode of The Bugle to his regular high standard. Ding.
Well, so I think you must have come across that because you've had it written into your HBO contract, haven't you?
Thank you for listening. For something else from The Bugle stable, why not go and enjoy the latest edition of Catharsis with Tiff Stevenson and friends? And do that right now.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.